that here among us. And that's really the beauty of it all. Our next performer is from Tallahassee. Her name is Kate Taluga. Okay, all right. She's got a fan club. All right. She has confided to me that she wasn't always a wild woman, that she started out very buttoned up, and goody-two-shoes, I think, was the phrase she used, but she has grown out of that, as I suppose you're about to see. She says that her first Florida Folk Festival was in 1990. She snuck in and was able to maintain her presence here by impersonating a volunteer, and she did it so well that she was able to stay and has been back regularly ever since, and she's coming out now to tell you a story. So please welcome, if you will, Kate Taluga.
Here tonight because at that very folk festival, after the volunteers' breakfast, we were climbing up the hill to go home, and in front of me was Gamble Rogers. And I said, "Excuse me, Mr. Rogers, but I'm a storyteller too, and my name's Kate Taluga, and I'm from Tallahassee, Florida." And Gamble said, "Well, sugar, it's a pleasure to meet you too." And he reached into his pocket and he pulled out his business card and he said, "Now, did you tell this weekend?" And I said, "No, sir, I didn't. I snuck in as a volunteer." And he said, "Well, that's okay, just as long as you're here. And you send in a tape next year, and if you don't get in, well, I want you to call this card." And he handed me his business card. That business card rides in my wallet because Gamble died that year. And Gamble, here I am. They must have heard you. Can I get a little more light? You know, musicians hide behind their instruments when they're a little bit nervous, and I'm hiding behind my words tonight. Dance is a very important thing to me. Most of you have seen me on the floor, and you know that I dance with a glad heart. And that's the name of my storytelling tape. And all the stories on it are true. They're all about dancing in Florida. And they're all Florida musicians. And maybe you're in it too. She parked her vehicle in the accustomed space, the high grass in front of the wooden swings. Rolling up her truck windows, she momentarily shut out the refrains of the fiddle and the banjo. Swinging open the door, she looked out, and above her was a brilliant blanket of stars and a golden moon shimmering in recognition of her greeting. In the country, they formed a brilliant trail of diamonds. "Long lines go forward and back," came the caller's ever-insistent wail over the harmonica. The dance was in full swing. She drank in the smell of the loblolly pine and the damp, sweet earth. Just as she moved, she felt the perspiration building in the humid air without even the first step really taken on the dance floor. She didn't really want to go into the dance quite yet, and so she walked up into the meadow and she watched the dancers spinning and whirling in the dance hall through the glass windows illuminated by the light. Oh, it was a beautiful sight. She heard boys spilling out of a downstairs doorway. "You're it, not!" Flashlights flicking on and off as they ran for cover into the woods. Oh, it was a wonderful moment. She took it all in. She absorbed every moment up. "Circle up, ladies. Four ladies chain. Now start that hey for four. Hey, y'all. Hey, 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 hey." And she saw the dancers greet one another, smiling in recognition of the joy they felt dancing within each other's presence. In the flash of a heat lightning bolt, she knew that the dance was a holy celebration. The circle, the infinity sign, of figure eight, passing through, shaking hands, and the square itself. The dance was a holy celebration, zestfully reflecting joy. The tremulous voice of the violin, of the fiddle, came dancing down her spine and turned her feet, whirling round and around and around in a whirling vortex. She knew the music to be holy too, as the musician's fingers danced upon the strings. And she knew that each musician and instrument was neither whole without the other, that it was a reflection of their soul. It was a beautiful dance, and she stopped, and she looked inside the windows again, and she looked at the community of people. They had witnessed births. They had witnessed deaths. They had waltzed, cradling new babies to their shoulders, and they had waltzed, wiping tears in one another's shoulders. They had witnessed marriages and divorces. They celebrated at the joinings, and they celebrated each one individually at the releases. They danced in benefit of one another at disasters and crises. They had danced in celebration and honor of each one. Together, musicians, dancers, callers, they had danced with one another and were wed together in the community, friends of the old-time dance. Some people pray. What do you do? What do I do? Oh, I keep in touch with spirit, of course. Do I pray? Sort of.
Kate Taluga. And we certainly invite you all to the dance after the show tonight. Whenever you're ready to get up and move your bones around, the dance floor is right up here to the left, to my left, to your left as you walk up the hill. There'll be dancing going on now. The contra dance starts officially at midnight, yeah, at the end of this show, and they'll be dancing until about 2 o'clock. If you've never tried it, don't be shy. Go up there and just wade right in. You'll be glad you did. You'll meet a lot of friendly folks who will guide you through if you've never done it before. It's a wonderful experience. Go do a contra dance. I had the pleasure of hearing this group this afternoon on the old marble stage, and they surprise me at every turn. You might think you know what these ladies are about to do, but I think they're very sly, and they have some ideas of their own that will turn you around. They're based in Gainesville, Florida, and their name is Patchwork, which describes not only their clothing, but the kind of musical program they put together.
Check.
Tammy Murray is over on my far right, and the other ladies are not real familiar to me, so I'll let them introduce themselves. Why don't you take it away? Ladies and gentlemen, Patchwork.
A real honor to be here. I've been here for quite a few years, and it's really a beautiful evening tonight. I'm going to start with a song I wrote. We're going to try to do some original stuff for you. This is one about that home you carry with you all the time inside. Is it in the mountains? My real true home, the one that's always Thank you. And my name is Janet Rucker. Next to me on bass and later banjo is Paula Tyner. We have Stone Jones.
Or just Jones.
She got married. I get all confused. And she's on mandolin and those high, high vocals. And the leader of the band, Kathy DeWitt, the end, and also a very prolific songwriter. We're going to do a couple of hers. First of all, we'd just like to invite you all to tap your feet and come out and dance with us tonight.
Walking downstreet, downstreet, downstreet. Handsome gal chanced to meet, now she was fair to see. I asked that gal if we could walk a talk, walk a talk, walk a talk. But her feet took up the whole sidewalk, so we danced by love and burn. Oh, buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight and dance by love and burn? Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight and dance by love and burn? Hey, hey, pretty mom, put the cat out tonight, cat out tonight, cat out tonight. Hey, hey, pretty mama, put the cat out tonight, we're gonna dance by love and moon. Well, I danced with the girl with the hole in her stock, the hole in her stock, the hole in her stock. And the heart kept a rockin' and the knees kept a knockin' and we danced by love and moon. Oh,
buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight, come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight and dance by love and moon. Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight, come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight and dance by love and moon.
And worn on the chin, her teeth turned out, her eyes are turned in. Pretty good gal for the shape she's in, we're gonna dance by love and moon. My gal and I sit on the stoop, kiss, kiss, kiss to her pooch. Daddy comes out and makes me look too look bad to dance by love and moon.
Oh, buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight, come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight and dance by love and moon.
Oh,
buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight, come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight and dance by love and moon.
We're going to do a new song tonight. It's fairly new anyway. I wrote it about one of the beautiful places here in North Florida that I think is probably one of the most beautiful places in the world. Not too far from here, the Itchituckni River. Anybody ever been there? Well, this is a song about going there. I used to go there before it was made into a park, and it was a little bit quieter, but then it started getting kind of messy, so I guess they had to make it into a park to keep that from happening.
If you're looking for Florida at her best, I can tell you where to go. Blossoms bloom up to where the spring-fed Itchituckni waters flow. Itchituckni River water flowing turquoise blue and emerald green, crystal clear water over river grasses flowing, prettiest place I've ever seen, prettiest place I've ever seen. Throw in your tube and jump on in. The cold water gives you a thrill. Dive into that underwater world where swimming with the fish you won't notice the chill. Itchituckni River water flowing, turquoise blue and emerald green. clear water over river grasses blowing. Prettiest place I've ever seen. Prettiest place I've ever seen. Floating along, looking at the sky, trailing your hands in the water. Keep your eyes open as you're round that big bend. You might catch a glimpse of a heron or an otter. It's a tug me, river water flowing, turquoise blue and emerald green. Crystal clear water over river grasses flowing. Prettiest place I've ever seen. Prettiest place I've ever seen. Indians called her medicine water. Magic in the springs that can heal. Once you've been in it, I'm sure you'll agree. There's no denying how good you will feel. Itchitucknee, river water flowing, turquoise blue and emerald green. Crystal clear water over river grasses blowing. Prettiest place I've ever seen.
Prettiest place I've ever seen.
Prettiest place I've ever seen. Prettiest place I've ever seen. Well, we've got Tammy Murray on the end here, and she's a prize-winning fiddle player many times over. So we like to do this song about a fiddle contest. And used to be about the Jones boy, but she made us change the gender.
I bet your boots.
Hit it, Tammy. Written by Michelle Schacht, one of my favorite artists.
Sybil sits in a rocking chair, chewing tobacco and spitting out her cares. Sound of the fiddle floating through the air. From the Jones girl across the holler, from the Jones girl across the way.
Folks take sides from the middle. Backwoods folks is all the brittle. But they sway like a tree to the sound of the fiddle. From the Jones girl across the holler, from the Jones girl across the way.
You can hear her late at night.
You can hear her in the first light of the day.
Jones girl wants to play.
Contest coming and a ticket to Nashville. The Jones girl aims to play.
Sybil
sits in a rocking chair, chewing spitting out a can. Sound of the fiddle blowing through the air.
From the Jones girl across the holler, from the Jones girl across the way. You can hear her late at night. You can hear her in the first light of the day. There's a contest coming and a ticket to Nashville. And the Jones girl names play.
Coming in a ticket to Nashville,
the Jones
girl aims to play. Hold on now.
And along that same line, we're going to have Tammy play one that she wrote that was written at a fiddle contest, I believe. Isn't that where they have the fiddle contest now, at Aleno State Park?
Oh, well, they have gatherings there of fiddlers and picking friends.
Right.
This tune just kind of popped out of my head when I was noodling about with the fiddle on St. Patty's Day this year. And this got kind of inspired and thinking about how neat Aleno State Park was. So I call this one the Aleno Blues.
That was really weird the way it popped out of her head. You should have been there.
It was painful.
The next song was that I heard was recorded by the Dixie Chicks, and I like the song because my husband, one of the first things that he gave me, endearment type gift, was this Roy Rogers fan club ring that he got when he was 8 years old.
Oh, I thought he got that out of a Cracker Jack box.
No, it's sterling silver. I don't think that comes from Cracker Jack box.
Boy, they just don't make them like they used to.
Anyway, this is called Thank Heavens for Dale Evans.
No banjo jokes, please.
Oh, now. All right. What's the difference between a banjo player and an Uzi?
And an Uzi?
Yeah, an Uzi.
I don't know, Tammy.
Oh, the Uzi only repeats 40 times.
Hey. Ready? One.
Upon a star, atop an old boxcar, chasing rainbows to the place the bluebirds sing. I painted my eyes up like Dolly, sang like Kitty Wells till Mama screamed. Daddy shook his head as he carried me to bed and tucked me in a begging me to sing. Thank heavens for Dale Evans, you're everything I ever want to be. Go let me. Cowgirl out of me.
boys cry. I never got the limo or the diamond, but I got my hat, my boots, and my guitar. I'm proud enough to say that I'll always feel this way, like the going who went to sold Roy Rogers' heart. Thank heavens for Del Evans, you're everything I'd ever want to be. You're lucky, you're lucky, you're lucky. Del Evans, sweetie cowgirl out of me. For Del Evans, you're everything I'd ever want to be. You're lucky, you're lucky, you're lucky. Del Evans made a cowgirl, the cowboys want a cowgirl. Thank gosh she made a cowgirl out of me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we have one more tune for you, and this is kind of our part of the Don Grooms tribute. We all come from Gainesville, so we got a chance to know Don very well. In fact, I knew him for over 20 years, and really miss him. And this isn't one of his songs, but whenever I saw him, I always made him sing this one for me because I thought he sang it so nice. And it's called Remember Me. That's kind of what we're doing tonight. You told me once that you were mine alone forever, that I'd be yours till the end of eternity. But all those vows are broken now, and we will never be the same except in memory. Remember me when the candlelights are gleaming. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. It would be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming, just to know you still remember me.
The sweetest songs are sung by lovers in the gloaming. The sweetest days are the days that used to be. The saddest words I ever heard were words of parting, when you said, sweetheart, remember me.
Remember me when the candlelights are gleaming. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. It would be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming, just to know.
May take my place when we're apart here. A sweeter smile, a love so bold and free. But in the end, fair weather friends may break your heart, dear. If they do, sweetheart, remember me.
Sing along with us.
Remember me when the candlelights are gleaming. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. It would be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming, just to know you still remember me. Just to know you still remember me.
We remember you, Don.
And we love you.
We do.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're Patchwork.
Thank you, ladies. Patchwork from Gainesville, Florida. Well, all too quickly, the 46th annual Florida Folk Festival begins to draw to a close. It used to be that when the main stage closed on Monday night, that was the end of it. But there's still plenty to do for those of you that have energy left. I don't know who that might be. If you've been like us living in the campground, some of us are feeling a little depleted at this point, but we just kind of have to stand up tall and go to the dance and go to the drum circle and stay in the campground all night long and sing and carry on. You know how it is. And tomorrow morning, we'll all figure out how to put it all in our cars and get out of here. Some of us would like to stay and, you know, just never leave and just wait for the festival to come back to us next year. But I don't think it's going to work that way. Before we bring out our last performer, I think we owe it to ourselves and to everybody to give a round of applause to the staff that's put this festival together. It's been one of the most colorful and enjoyable festivals that I remember. The Department of History, Ken Crawford, and all the people that have worked so hard, all the volunteers, all the people from the Sheriff's Department, from the emergency and the police, everybody who's been here to help make this festival what it's been. And the weather's been basically pretty good, don't you think? I was kind of thinking, it's going to be bad, but it's actually a nice cool breeze blowing tonight. So go dance. Perfect weather for a dance. Or go to the drum circle. Our last scheduled performer is one of those people that I was referring to earlier. We've been reminiscing all night and remembering and honoring the memory of people like Don Grooms and Gamble Rogers and Will McLean and Paul Champion and Cush Holston. And I said that there are still people around who are carrying on in those exalted positions and traditions. And if the Florida Folk Festival has royalty, I think it's represented by our next performer. She is always full of grace and gentility and beauty. And it's a pleasure to welcome her to close tonight's Florida Folk Festival for the 46th year. Please make welcome once again, Jeannie Fitchin.
Thank you, Landon. And thank you all for staying here so late. You're a really wonderful audience. And I'm really delighted to be here tonight. And I'm not the least bit tired. I'm going to do three songs, and then when I get to the fourth song, I want to ask all the musicians to come out here and join me for this song. It's one of my songs, but quite a few of them know it. And then we're going to do a finale, or maybe two finales, whatever we feel like. We'll just see what happens, all right? Can you hear the guitar okay? Okay. I'm going to start out with a song that's a combination of a traditional song and a song that I wrote that tried to make traditional sound like it's traditional. Let's see if you can figure out which is which. Once I had a sweetheart, and now I have none. Once I had a sweetheart, and now I have none. He's gone and leave me, he's gone and leave me. He's gone and leave me to sorrow and moan. Mother, won't you wish me well? Such love has come to me. On the wings of a snow-white dove, such love has come to me. Purple and fine linens, velvet roses will be mine. And I'll leave this world of struggle, pain and misery behind. And when the moon
his arms I would lie. But when the night turns to day, in the sun we'll ride away. Little one, oh little one, so young and so demure, like a sweet babe in the piney woods, so innocent and pure. With fury and desire you fell into his web of lies, and he'll love you, he'll leave you to pine away and die. And when the moon is high, in his arms you will lie. But when the night turns to day, in the sun he'll run away. Misery, won't you set me free? Such pain has come to me. On the wings of a snow-white dove, such pain has come to me. With fury and desire I fell into his web of lies, and he loved me, he lead me to pine away and die. And when the moon is high, in his arms I did lie. But when the night turned to day, in the sun he ran away. Once I had a sweetheart, and now I have none. Once I had a sweetheart, and now I have none. He's gone and leave me, he's gone and leave me. He's gone and leave me to sorrow and moan.
Thank you. Can I have a little more monitor on the guitar, please? Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, every summer we take off for 4 months, get away from the heat. Most of the time we go out west and travel on the back roads, get as far away from people as possible. We look for rocks and fossils and anything of interest to collect, skulls, whatever. Our house is filled with those things. And every time, there's always at least one road that is a tremendous challenge. It's to us, it can be quite difficult. I'm talking about these very steep, narrow, rocky, sometimes washed out roads that a van should not be on. But what's interesting is the people who live in those areas, who take those roads, find them so simple and so easy. So I have decided that there are roads for everyone in this world. There are hard roads, there are easy roads. This is my road song. There are roads made of asphalt, roads made of sand, roads that are seldom very traveled by men. There are roads made of concrete, gravel and clay. One can find these roads just any old day. And there are roads that are rugged, rocky and rough. Roads for the spirit.
ingenuity, the daring and tough. And there are roads that are easy, gentle and free. Roads that will satisfy both you and me. And there are roads through the mountains and roads through the range, roads through the grasslands, savannas and plains. There are roads through the cities, villages and towns. Anytime, any day, these roads can be found. There are roads with no beginning, roads without end. Roads you'll find maybe once, never again. And there are roads that lead to glory, honor and fame. Roads to corruption, greed, scandal and shame. And there are roads lined with silver, roads lined with gold. Roads that can leave you hungry, thirsty and cold. There are roads that lead to happiness, roads to despair. Take a look around you, 'cause they're everywhere. And there are roads that crumble with the descent or the climb. Roads that endure throughout the passage of time. So remember, wherever or whenever you roam, you'll find there's just one road will lead you back home. You better follow that road, 'cause there's no place like home.
Thank you. Well, I have a story for you. I didn't think I was going to get through the night without telling you a story. This is another politically correct story. There are changes in the wind. There are changes in the wind. Cause there are changes in the wind. The picturesque little town of Whiteley Springs had everything a little community could want. Abundant natural resources, excellent schools, a well-balanced ethno-religious diversity, great economy, and non-polluting industries. In fact, the town leaders had managed to intimidate away every element that might keep the people from living a good and sensitive life. Every element, that is, except the trailer park. The trailer park on the edge of Whiteley Springs was a civic embarrassment. Not only was it a terrible eyesore with its rusted pickup trucks and trash heaps in every yard, but also within it dwelled some of the most unregenerate and irredeemable people you can imagine. Murderers of non-domestic animals. Cultivators of illicit foliage. Manufacturers of controlled substances. Former clients of the correctional system. off-road bikers and insidious militant survivalists. With their cacophonic music and raucous, vociferous behavior and ostentatious property ornamentation, they sent a shudder through every respectable person in town. One day, the town leaders had a meeting, and they decided they had to do away with this trailer park. But they were at a loss at how to go about it without infringing upon the rights of the people who lived there. So the decision was made to place an ad for a problem solver in the USA Today. Short time later, a tall, slender, well-dressed woman appeared in Whiteley Springs to answer the ad. Because of her meticulous appearance, she easily won the trust of the town leaders. "I will be able to rid your town of the trailer park dwellers," said the woman. "But you must promise to pay me 100 pieces of gold." "You've got a deal." At once, she started her work. First, she asked for a truck with a public address system. She climbed inside and began to drive toward the trailer park with the town leaders following. When she entered the park, she began to sing. "There are changes in the wind. There are changes in the wind. Come one, come all, and heed this call. 'Cause there are changes in the wind. There'll be no more free rides. Your welfare's gone. So you best be moving on. There'll be no more checks coming in the mail. If you hang around, you'll end up in jail. 'Cause there are changes in the wind." Well, at first the town leaders were puzzled by all this, but pretty soon they saw people starting to come out of their trailers, their tool sheds, their pickup trucks, and their VW vans. They milled about in the streets with glazed looks on their faces as they mumbled to one another, "I think I'm going to get me a job and pay my child support. Yeah, I hear the carny's hiring. Do you think I can make a living selling my blood? Or maybe I'll sign up for medical experiments. I'm going to join the professional tractor pull circuit." One by one, the people followed the truck to the edge of town. And pretty soon, they all disappeared over the horizon, and the town leaders lifted a cheer. About an hour later, the truck returned minus its entourage. And the woman said, "Well, I took everyone to the edge of town, and now they're all out thumbing rides for anywhere but Whiteley Springs. The trailer park is yours. You can do whatever you want with it." "Marvelous," said the town leaders. "Now we can proceed with our plans to build a convention center, performing arts center, hotels, motels, condominiums. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, now if you'll just pay me the 100 pieces of gold you promised, I'll be on my way. Ah, well, we'd like to present you with this coupon book, which entitles you to such free services as massages and a membership in our health club." The woman squinted her eyes and grew visibly angry. "You promised me 100 pieces of gold. Now pay up or suffer the consequences, please." "I'm afraid that we'll just have to give you our Whiteley Springs IOU, which is redeemable for a significant portion of its face value at any of the liquor stores outside of Whiteley Springs." The woman paused, then chuckled eerily as she climbed back into the truck. And without a word, and before anyone could stop her, she began to drive through the streets of Whiteley Springs, singing songs reminiscent of the 60s. "Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Be not too hard when he's sold about, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own.
And be not too hard when he tells lies, or if his heart is sometimes like a stone. Be not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than he began. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. O you masters of war, you who build all the guns, you who build the death planes, you who build the big bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks, I just want you to know I can see through your mask. Tear down the walls, listen to freedom ringing out. Tear down the walls, can't you hear the church bells ringing out? Give every man the chance to take his brother's hand. Tear down the walls, tear down the walls. Love is but a song we sing, fear's the way we die. Love can make the mountains ring, or make an angel cry. Try to love one another right now. Soon all the young people of Whiteley Springs began to emerge from their homes. They milled about in the streets with glazed looks on their faces, talking earnestly to one another. I'm gonna buy me a farm and form a commune. Yeah, and I'm going to give up all my scholarships and join the Peace Corps. And I'm going to go to San Francisco and sell my paintings on the sidewalks. Is that anywhere near Woodstock? We must save the environment. We must not allow any more development in Whiteley Springs. We must form tax protest groups and march on the steps of the courthouse. We must eliminate the ethnic purity of our neighborhoods. The town leaders sadly realized that all their years of careful social planning would soon come to nothing, for there were truly changes in the wind. Sing it with me. There are changes in the wind. There are changes in the wind. Come one, come all. Come one, come all and heed this call. 'Cause there are changes in the wind. Everybody, one more time. There are changes, let me hear you, in the wind. There are changes in the wind. Come one, come all and heed this call. 'Cause there are changes in the wind. Changes in the wind.
I just have one announcement. We're looking for Tom Ellis. Tom is a volunteer here this weekend, and we'd like to see you backstage if anyone knows where Tom is, or if you're in the crowd. Your son is back there, and he would like to see you. So if Tom's around, thank you.
And I'd like to invite any musician who's still here, who's not totally exhausted and wiped out, come on up on the stage. I'm going to do one last song about White Springs, about the Folk Festival, and I would love to have, where are they? Is anyone here? I'd love to have them and have you sing with me as well. Please come out. Thank you. Come on out. And if you don't know it, I'm going to teach it to you right now. Okay, that sounds good. Okay. Come on, wherever you are, all of you. We're going to do this, and then we're going to do two finales. This is a song that I wrote, several years ago, for the Folk Festival, for all of you, all of my good friends, old friends, new friends. And it has a chorus, and I do want everyone to sing with me. Just a baby in the cradle when it all began. Singers, pickers, dancers, and old-time folks with roots all over the land. From a wooden stage, large oak trees abound, old-time music blending with the Suwannee River. The strength in knowing what we share brings us together again. Here I sing to you, all of my good friends. Thank you for sharing the part of you that is now a part of me. Nothing ever stays the same. People from all over came. Singers, pickers, dancers, and old-time folks with roots all over the land. From a marble stage, bleachers all around, tall tales, water witching, and whip cracking, blending with the Suwannee sound. So here I sing to you, all of my old friends. The strength in knowing what we share brings us together again. Here I sing to you. Thank you for sharing the part of you that is now a part of me. Now the bridge. Florida sang that one man, his gentle songs we all know. That lady who's everyone's cousin and whose stories to us belong. The Seminole in so many ways, their legends made to us known. The children of children who have grown with children of their own. So time passes on, many old friends are gone. Singers, speakers, dancers, and old-time folks with roots all over the land. From a brickstone stage, change is all about, but the treasure is there for all to share in any Florida town. So here I sing to you,
brings us together again. Here I sing to you all of my good friends. Thank you for sharing a part of you that is now a part of me.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I believe that Doug Goss was going to come out and do a song, and then we were going to do Hold Back the Waters.
Paging Doug Goss. Okay. Doug Goss,
let's
to the stage.
Let's do Hold Back the Waters. All right, let's do it.
Take all the
Thank you all for being a part of the Florida Folk Festival. Good night. Have a great evening. We'll see you next year.